Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on prayer is a place of strengthening, and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Luke chapter 22 verses 42 and 43, saying, "Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. One of the people whose prayer lives I love to study is Jesus. The way Jesus prayed is very inspiring. Here we see Jesus praying. It was time to go to the cross. That was why he had come to the earth in the first place. He was exceedingly sad, probably afraid of all he was to go through. It was a time of deep sorrow for him. But look what he did. Rather than continue to moan about how he felt, he went into the place of prayer. He started out with his friends, but left them and took the prayer into the secret place. The Bible says he prayed asking the Father to make his ordeal disappear if it were possible and in line with God's will. Now, Jesus knew very well that he had to go to that cross. He knew that he had to suffer all he did. Yet he still allowed his sorrow drive him to the place of prayer. While God did not answer that prayer in the way Jesus may have asked, the Bible says angels appeared to him from heaven to strengthen him. "Take this away," he prayed, "if it is your will." The Father says, "I actually need you to go through this, but here is what I will do. I will send angels to strengthen you supernaturally for this assignment." The place of prayer, my dear listeners, is the place of strengthening. If Jesus had not prayed, the angels would not have been sent. Remember, the spiritual realm is not a magical realm. It is a realm of cause and effect. My dear listeners, prayer is an agency for strengthening. There will be things you will take to God in prayer that may look as though they are unanswered. Know that you will never leave your place of prayer unchanged. Prayers may seem unanswered, but there will be a strengthening. Prayer is a place of spiritual ministration. Angels are either there strengthening you for a road that you must take, or you are receiving direction on ways of escape. Remember when Jesus fasted for 40 days, there were angels dispatched to minister to him. Remember when Elijah ran in 1 Kings 19 and asked God to take his life? Did God answer that prayer? No, he didn't. What did he do instead? He sent an angel to strengthen him. The place of prayer is a place of strengthening. Go into the place of prayer knowing that even if your prayers will not be answered in the way that you think, there will be an angelic activity to get you through to the right next phase of your life. For us, prayer is a win-win. The place of prayer is the place of divine strengthening. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for this word. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.